Hey, honey, you trying to start your business? Are you entrepreneur? You entrepreneur, honey? You entrepreneur? Get your tail over to the Instagram page of Saturday Avenue Art. We have something for you. We have amazing website graphics. We have logos. We have pricing charts. We have business cards. Anything that you want to convey to your customers with a thought behind it, we can make that thought an entire experience, honey. I'm talking colors, Wonderland, all those things. And we don't stop at your business. You can take us all home with you, too. We have wall art for your home. We have all types of wall decals and different statues and things. If you want to blow up your life with color, head on over to Saturday Avenue Art on Instagram. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm telling you. Look, my hands are up. I've done all I can do. Let's get into the show. Hey, everybody. It's Pamela Roxanne, the baddest bitch in the land, and I'm here with you to celebrate on this day, okay? Okay, so we're gonna get into hot topics today. It's gonna be lit. I'm excited about today. It's been a while. I haven't been able to come to you guys because things have been shutting down next to me left and right and due to the coronavirus. I've had cancellations. I've had things I've had to rebook. It's been a whole thing, like I promise, a whole big thing. So we're gonna start off with hot topics today. Turn the shit down. Turn the music down. Let's get official up in this piece. 50 Cent has a new show out on Stars, and it's called Black Mafia Family, or maybe that's just what it's about. It doesn't say that's what it's called. But it's on the Stars Network. I think it's going to do mondo well, you know? I've never seen Power, but everybody around me has seen Power, and I've never heard it described to me in a way that wants to keep me right there, you know, or makes me want to look over in that direction. So if you know why I should watch Power, leave it in the description, and I will definitely take a look at it. And if you can convince me, I'll let you know you were the one. So, or leave me a voice message if you're listening on Anchor. And Floyd Mayweather, okay? Floyd Mayweather has a daughter. Her name is Ayanna Mayweather, and she is pleading not guilty to sending one of NBA YoungBoy's baby brothers to the hospital. And apparently she came to his home during, I guess, all this quarantine mess and found that the baby mother was in the home just, you know, chilling, relaxing, out by the pool, hop something, be ball up by the school, and a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? All of those things happened right then and there. And, she sent the girl to the hospital. I don't know the extent of why she went to the hospital. I don't know if they stitched her up like a really bad wound, or if she just got like a face level something where she just needed to go to the hospital so she could press charges later down the line. You know, people do maniacal things. So with that being said, I'm not going to judge her too much, but you know what? What I am going to say is that this is the perfect example of when you are growing up with abundance and you still crave that Keisha from down the block mentality, or you still crave that, you know, when you grow up hearing about your parents saying, well, we had to walk to school in the snow for 4 or 5 miles, chewing gum and skipping bricks or whatever the hell. And then they tell you, well, when you tell that to your kids, sometimes your kids' interpretation is that, well, one, it could be, well, that sounds fun. I can do that. And that could be, and I want to be just like you. And I can do, you know, if that's what made you, then that's the part of the things that should be making me, you know, those type of thoughts. Or two, they could think that they could do this whole entire situation better than you. So if you say you walk to school in the snow, they'll think, well, bitch, why didn't you have a sled? Even though that's a dumbass response. It's just, you know, how kids work. And, I've seen it happen so many times. I think this is a perfect example of one of those cases where you walk in and nothing in that situation said to you, I'm Floyd Mayweather's daughter. I could literally have anyone. You know, you don't see things the way they are. You see, God forbid she's a Pisces, but you see things through emotion, and you know, That's how that thing happened right there. But she's pleading not guilty. She's saying that she didn't do it, or she's not the cause of the case or the symptom. 69 is out of jail. Tekashi 69 is out of jail, and he is retreating from social media at the moment. He's choosing to stay around the family and friends, and I think that's perfectly fine. Hopefully they can give it a second shot at re-raising you. I'm not a big fan of Tekashi 69. We do not need more people like Tekashi 69. I'm not I've not been a fan of that. I do not like the blatant disrespectful attitude of just like, I remember him, his interview on The Breakfast Club, and him calling himself the King of New York. Him calling himself, he's saying he's never gonna get caught. Like a week later, in the back of the car cell. Now he's, then he, like a month ago, I believe he was trying to get early release due to the coronavirus or, you know, things similar. It just seems like you're not built for this, you know, this. If you are going to, I'm the King of New York, I'm never gonna get caught. These bitches stupid, these niggas scared. Everybody, nobody won't touch me. I'm the hottest out. You know, all these things. If you're willing to affirm all these things, why aren't you living in all these things? Oh, but you're too tough for jail. You know, if Little Kim had a jail special, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see her one time crying and they're talking about, I'm trying to get the fuck up out of here. You know, she did her sentence. You know, people, there's a way to do this. And I want you to know that Tekashi 6ix9ine is not the leading shining example of how to do this, of not of snitching or anything like that. But you know, if you were getting some type of a success and you were just automatically had to go to jail, there should have been a procedure. And the procedure is not, I'm never going to jail, these niggas can't touch me, I'm the best, come fuck with it if you want it, you know. That's not the procedure. But you know, you live and you learn, and I hope that they can have a second attempt at raising him and letting him, you know, maybe he grows to 70. Tekashi 70, how's that? You go up a level. How about that? You know? So anyway, QB has released this week, and I have, I only binged one of the shows. I've watched a few of the pop culture shows, but you know, they weren't really doing it for me personally, especially since a lot of them are updated daily and a lot of people are doing talk show type shows from home. Well, that's always been my case, but you know, it doesn't really fit for some people, and especially for Wendy Williams. For me, like, oh my God, if she puts that fork to her face one more time, like, I can't stand to hear somebody smacking and like just going crazy on it. And I understand like the food is good, but I can't like visually, like audibly, like I want to throw the TV, like I can't. But QB released this week, and Chrissy Teigen has a show on there, and it's called Chrissy's Court, and it was actually pretty good. I like the fact that they stick to, that she paid for some of the discrepancies. Like this one person came in there about a broken speaker, and it was this wonderfully cute old man and this other cute guy who was there, and they were just so darn cute together that she just ended up paying for the whole entire case. And I said, this is what we need, more of this. Where's the love? What would you do if your child was at home crying and alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? You know, where's the love? All those things. I loved it. So make sure if you download QB, check out Chrissy's show. It's only 10 minutes. All the episodes of everything on that on the QB platform are only 10 minutes. And I thought that was pretty cool. But we're gonna head into a break. And we'll come back with more. I have more with Nene Leakes calling Wendy. I have more with Jeannie Mai's new engagement to Jeezy. It's just a whole bunch of stuff going on that I have not been talking to you about. And you can tell that there's a lot that I have not gotten to say to you all. And there's a speed in my throat. Like, I keep on speeding through this all just so I can make sure I say every little thing, because we have limited time here, you guys. So thank you for watching today. I'm about to head into the break. It's going to be Spotify. If you're listening on Anchor, then you get to listen to the music, which is the Pamela Roxanne playlist. If you don't know what I'm talking about, head on over to the Spotify app, type in Pamela Roxanne, and hold hands and jam with your neighbor. I mean, come on. Come on now. Be right back. Hey, it's Pamela Roxanne, and we back in this piece. I'm about to hit you with the hottest topics, the motherfucking hottest. Okay, guys, so I'm coming at you with more hot topics. It's gonna be just a couple of them. I have Nene Leakes called Wendy Williams this week, over this past week, and Nene was trying to get Wendy to be on the show, the Housewives of Atlanta. If you guys watch that show, then you know who Nene Leakes is, and you know her personality, and you know that I feel like this whole thing was a front from the beginning. I felt it in my spirit, but you know, Wendy kept trying to convince us that, you know, we're friends, I promise, we're friends, we promise. She just kept, and I was like, okay, fine, you know, but this smells of reeking fish. Like, I don't know what this is, but it doesn't smell of friendship. Nene called and asked Wendy to be on the show. She, and Wendy's voice, I'm not making fun of anybody here, but she was like, Randy, if you, we trying to put you on the, Show, we're gonna put you on the speakerphone. Wendy said, I did that for you one time. I'm not a housewife. And she started to go into this rant about how, well, not a rant, but you know, this little spiel about how she's not a housewife. I agree completely. I agree completely. And you don't have to go any further, because going any further would be insulting, because the fact of the matter is, Wendy is telling the truth. Wendy is a talk show host and a person who's went to college and has studied. And, you know, not to say that people who went to college are better, but it does show that you worked, you know, all these years consecutively you worked. All these years consecutively you worked up in New York with the number one syndicated radio show in the world, like for a long time. And then to be blessed with a television show. NeNe Leakes has been a part of an ensemble cast since the beginning of time. And never really broke apart. She did break apart and was in the new normal, but that show got canceled. So let's not. And sometimes celebrity is enough to keep a show running. So, and her celebrity was not enough to keep the show running on that. So those type of things. I'm sorry about the sniffing. No corona, I promise. But it's crazy. That's crazy to me. And I just want to tell you guys that I was right from the get-go that NeNe Leakes and Wendy Williams are not truly friends. Like, that's not a friendship. And even though you go out to eat, you go out to eat, you go out to eat, and you know, all this stuff, you know, that is a friend that does not make, okay? You know? But moving on and forward, I just wanted to get that out of my system, because I've heard a lot of people say that Wendy Williams was being condescending. And of course, maybe kinda, but wouldn't the president condescend to the president of, like, Nike, you know, or something? You know, there are hierarchies here. And I mean, you can just tell when someone's worked. What does a new hire value over the, you know, guy who's been going to bat for you for years, like the veteran? Does that, you know, those type of things. And people are so on this base of, like, you know, if they're equal, they're both on TV, they're both making money, they're both black, they're both women, they are both, no, she's a personality, she came to the table and amped up, and which means lied, and amped up her personality for the screen and stuff like that, which required no training. Wendy Williams required training to be the Wendy Williams that we see today, and that came from out of pocket money, that came from studying, that came from, you know, being professional, all those types of things, all the things that NeNe Leakes accumulates did not come from those things, which does not make it bad. It just makes it visually and clearly different. Okay, moving forward and moving on, Jeannie Mai and Jeezy got married or got engaged over the past week and on March 27th. After canceling a trip to Fiji, Jeezy decorated his apartment, had a nice little quarantine thing at home. It was wonderful. I look at me like I was there. But I think it's wonderful. If you were planning on, and then that's running through my head, if you were planning on proposing to me in Fiji and now we're throwing this party here, things like that. It's just so beautiful. I like it. I love the love. I love it so much. They're such a cute couple together. I really want to know the tea on Jeannie Mai and her last husband. But, you know, we're not going to focus on that right now. We're going to focus on, you know, wedding bells and springtime and all those things. It's going to be absolutely magical. I think that's going to be a really good one. Charlamagne was saying that's the new Kimora Lee and Russell Simmons for our generation. Don't know if I believe in that, but I want it to be that. You know, I want that, all that. So that we have reached the end of Hot Topics. I am going to go into a little short. No, well, actually, I can do it now. And I was thinking about all the things that you guys are being trapped in the house. I've had conversations with so many people that have been trapped in the house and not been able to do anything or go anywhere and are so bored and are, you know, going crazy. So what I've done is I've found some things on the internet that I think that maybe you guys should want to go out and watch. These are some of Pamela's favorites of the quarantine, honey. It's favorite time. Okay, so Chica on Tiny Desk. If you don't know who Chica is a rapper. She's a female rapper who is absolutely fantastic. She's a big, heavy, she's, wow, I was going to say big girl. But we're going to go with heavier set girl. And we're going to go with a beautiful girl who is also a lesbian or bisexual in some sort of, I know some of those songs are about women. And, all her music was absolutely wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful, Tiny Desk to get into. I have 1,000 more. That's like one of my favorite programs. If you guys Go check her out. She did pretty good. She did pretty damn good. And I didn't have no idea who she was before. So you're going in just like me. It was absolutely fantastic. And if you do want some old favorites, I would say check out the Megan Thee Stallion one too. Because people love Megan Thee Stallion. And then she did a fantastic job on Tiny Desk being backed up by phony people. And they did perform their new song, Fucking Around, which is absolutely fantastic. So guys, I'm telling you, NPR, it's Tiny Desk concerts. They're absolutely great. Okay, and Cat Williams, I'm sorry about the sniffing. Cat Williams and Wanda and Monique versus Charlamagne and Wendy Williams versus Judge Mathis. These are all celebrity feuds. I love feuds. I live most of my life based off feuds. Like, I love it so much, especially the Wendy Williams versus Judge Mathis. It's absolutely fantastic. Guys, I keep saying that, but I'm telling you, it's lit. Whenever two celebrities go to it and they're having like just little quick quirks back and forth, and you know, even Wendy Williams when she was on Wildin' Out against one of those people, when they caught, like, just watch those moments in life, those are the teachable moments, and I love it so much. If you are stuck in the house, get on YouTube and type in one of those three fights, or search your own celebrity. There are so many good ones, I promise. So, moving on to item number three, which is the final item, but it's a biggie. All these streaming platforms that are available to us now, including the brand new one that just came out this week, which was Quibi, and it did pretty good. Quibi has the Punk Show being revamped with Chance the Rapper, and the first person that he punks is Megan Thee Stallion. I saw. I didn't get to watch the episode, but I did see that, so I am going back, so I'll have an opinion on that later. But Quibi, it looks pretty damn good. It looks like the perfect thing for a person like me who smokes, so I can just go out on a smoke break and enjoy an episode of something, and you know, I don't have to feel so lost in the sauce all the time when you guys come in and you're talking about Power and all this stuff and that I've never seen, and I'm serious about that. If you see Power and you know a reason I should watch it, put it in the comments. I want to know. Why should I? Said the fish. So, in addition to Netflix, Hulu, and like the bigger names of the streaming platforms, I was thinking, do you guys know about the smaller ones? So, DC Universe is an app that comes from the DC Comics people, and they are releasing all the DC movies, all the DC cartoons that we grew up on, and everything like that, including new original streaming content, which includes the Doom Patrol, which is what got the I don't know where I read this, but somewhere last year I read that that was the best thing put on TV last year. And I completely agree with that statement. You should go watch the Doom Patrol. If you like superhero movies in any fact or faction, I think you're going to love this. It's absolutely ridiculously done. They do comedy with the action, and then the stories are riveting. It's really good. Doom Patrol is top notch TV. Go watch that. And they have the all original series, Harley Quinn, which is absolutely fantastic. They humorize pretty much every Batman character that you've ever seen, and they all have their quirks. It's star-studded. I love the fact that Tisha Campbell is the talk show host. It's absolutely fantastic. Guys, Go get you some. So, I think that's all. Oh, on the DC Universe app, I wasn't a big fan of Swamp Thing. If you do get the app, you're going to see that. And they do give you a free trial, you guys. So go to, I mean, no sweat, like for real. Swamp Thing wasn't that great for me, but, Titan was also not that great for me either. Titan, you want Titans to be more than what it is, like deep down in your soul, but you know, it's just not there yet. But Doom Patrol is absolutely fantastic, and so is Harley Quinn. And I feel like there's another one on that platform that I'm skipping, but you know, who can think? Okay, so Hulu. I've been watching the new Salem show about the witches who go to the army. Motherland. It's great. It's not as action-packed as I would need it to be, but you know, they have kept me on the edge of my seat with a lot of things that are happening on the show. I do like the show, and I do like the concept around the show, and I do want it to be fantastic. So we're going to stick around with that, but that's a great thing to get to on Hulu. And if you want to go with the oldie but goodie, let's go right on over to the Golden Girls, honey. That's right. And if you invited everyone that you knew, I'm telling you. It's great. If you've never seen the episode, I don't know how I will convince you to watch The Golden Girls. If you've never seen an episode of The Golden Girls, it's about three roommates who are in their twilight years, and they are absolutely hilarious. Like, if you, there's Blanche, Rose, Sophia, and Dorothy, and they are all roommates in this house. There's a slut, there's a dummy, there's a smart one, and there's an old one. And they all get together, they make the same jokes. It's just such comfortable television. If you watch Golden Girls, let these people know why they should watch it in the comments. What's your reason for watching Golden Girls? It's so comfortable. I remember it being on when I was a child and remember it looking so pastel and so, like, just bleached. Like, it was like, this is not for me. Like, it looked antiquated, like, old as hell. And I never got when my grandmother watched that show. And lo and behold, it's all I watch. And, you know, Golden Girls. I can't say enough. Amazon Prime. If you are not watching The Boys, I don't know if it's going to get us. I don't know anything about a second season at this point. With what's going on here, no one can get together to film a damn thing. So I don't know about a film or a second season or anything. They just canceled the fucking the Empire. You know, that Empire, the thing that has been on for 9 years consecutive, or how many ever years or seasons. And now, right when they have two episodes left to push out their ass, they will not. You know, it's bonkers. It's bonkers to me, but to each his own. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And then on Netflix, Netflix. If you go over to Netflix, they have Russian Doll, which is absolutely fantastic, starring Natasha from But I'm a Cheerleader, which is one of my favorite movies. It's a classic and a cult film that everybody that is in LGBT film community, they know that movie. So Sabrina is not the Sabrina we grew up on. I promise you. I'm sure you've read or comments or seen the commercials or something like that. If you can stomach all the Satan talk, if you can stomach that, I know that some people are extremely, extremely religious to the point where, you know, ear and eye gates and things of that nature. So, you know, I get it. But it at the same time, I recognize good content. I recognize a joke. I recognize, you know, things that aren't for me. And I don't worship Satan by watching the program. So, you know, it's a play on, I feel, Christianity and how some people deal with God. And, you know, if you just switch the words around, you'll see how really, you know, certain sentences and phrases and stuff like that, you know, overcome and just, they lose all meaning based on, anyway, we're not going to stick on religion too long, but, you know, the show is a really good program. If you are a fan of Sabrina as a child, if you were a fan of Sabrina as a child, then you will enjoy this program, I promise. I'm Not Okay With This was actually pretty good. It's about a young, sexually androgynous, visually androgynous girl who develops superpowers and all the things that come with that. So it's really that in a nutshell, with all the quirks and sitcom-y kind of feel to it. And, you know, fine adolescence type of deal, you know? So it's a really good program. It's a good watch. I watched the entire thing in one sitting. It was fantastic. If you see the finale of the episode, the season, and you know what I'm talking about at the end that she does at the end at the prom, it's pretty great. And I think that was a wink at the movie Carrie, which is also something you could watch during the quarantine. But, you know, October Fraction was good. It's about a brother and sister who find out their parents fight monsters and that, you know, what else she got, you know? What else she got to do? I have Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is pretty up there as well on my list as well. The best, one of the best things on Netflix that you can watch. It's written by Tina Fey. You know, God's cousin, Tina Fey. She really did her thing with that. Titus Burgess stars in it, and so does, oh God, what is her name? I feel like it's Emily. Oh God, the girl who plays Kimmy Schmidt. It's fantastic. She's been living in a bunker since she was about 13 when she got kidnapped with about three other women, and they all of a sudden get released after being told that the whole world had burnt up in an apocalyptic type of way. So in her mind, she's about 13 or 12 or something like that, and she never really grew past that point because she's been underground. So, and this is her moving to New York, you know, just the mecca of people, meeting different types of people and living through her life trying to grow up in like a year. And it's great. It's actually, it's pretty great. it's one of, like, that concept to that show, the what I just explained, is so unheard of and bonkers, and it's great. Go watch that if you're looking for some comedy in your life, I promise you. And then lastly, but bestly, I promise, it's Lock and Key. Lock and Key was written based off, I mean, was produced based off of the comic books Lock and Key, which are, and there are some keys in the story, we'll know what keys are in just a second. The keys in the story are not in the show, some of the keys are not in the comic books. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. And it's really great. If you guys like magic, if you guys like comic book stuff, if you guys like twists and turns, the stuff that is visually appealing, the kids are cute, the villain is sexy, everything, and then apparently gender non-binary, if you'll find out what I'm talking about later. There's a well with a person in it, you know, there's just things to enjoy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, may the church say, yeah, I mean, okay, I'm out of here. We've been talking for 16 minutes about just like nonsense that you can just shoot the shit with in your house. If you have any suggestions for me for things that you think I would enjoy based off my suggestions, go and suggest them, girl. We just suggesting and suggesting and suggesting, baby. This is all this is. That's all this is. So come on back to the party. I'll be back tomorrow. This is Pamela Roxanne week. So I'll be here every single day with more stuff. I hope you enjoyed Hot Topics. I hope I gave you something to damn do during all of this, you know, kaflama. And I hope that you enjoy my antics. I can leave you on a song. What's playing? This actually applies. I got a man, y'all. I didn't even mention that. But you know, I got a man. It's applause. Oh my God. I'm gonna love forever. Bye, y'all. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tell a friend. Make sure you share this on your Facebook and on your social media. I'll be back next week with more of the drama. Oh, I'll be back tomorrow with more of the drama, baby.